The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
So, yeah, it seems to be, boys, that the kids of high-profile politicians all around the world always seem to come unstuck in one way, shape or form. And overnight, the daughter of former Premier Neville Rand is among three people now charged over an alleged stabbing murder at Redfern on Sunday night. And with all the latest, we welcome into the Grill Team our prolific newsreader, Deborah Clay. Deborah, what can you tell us?
Wow, this is just getting better and better.
What can you tell us about this unsavoury incident, Deb?
Oh, well, MG, police have confirmed to me this morning that 26-year-old Harriet Rand, she is among two people who've been charged overnight. And boy, these are among the most serious charges, murder, attempted murder and aggravated break and enter. So what we do know that Harriet, she was arrested at Liverpool yesterday and along with another man by the name of Michael Lee, they were taken to Cabramatta Police Station and that's where the charges were laid. There is another person who's also been charged over this murder, a man by the name of Lloyd Haynes. Like, he was charged on Tuesday night. Now, when police arrested him, they put out a statement saying that they were seeking two other people of interest, and it turns out that Harriet Rand is that person.
Wow. So they walked into this bloke and her walked into the police station once they were told that they wanted to be questioned. Yeah. So that's why it's one thing in a favour, the fact that she wasn't sort of arrested at a home and stuff. But secondly, who's the bloke that actually got murdered? Have we got any sort of background on him?
Yeah, well, what we do know, there are reports that the man, Daniel McNulty, he's the man who has been killed. And there are reports that he's a small-time drug dealer. What we do know about this fight, it happened at about 7:45 on Sunday night at a public housing block in Redfern. Things obviously turned very serious very quickly. He was stabbed to death at the scene. There was another man, he was also knifed. He was taken to St. Vincent's. He was in a critical condition at the time, but his condition has improved and he's now listed as stable.
Now, Deb, old nifty Neville Rand, he left the family an absolute fortune. And so you would suspect that Harriet would have went to all the right schools and had all the right upbringing. Obviously, she's fallen in with the wrong crowd.
Well, you don't know, do you? And she's going to be facing court in Liverpool today where the reasons about her possible involvement in this crime hopefully will come to light. But absolutely, she went to Skeggs. She went to Ascombe schools in Sydney's eastern suburbs. You know, Neville Rand, he left behind a fortune of nearly $40 million, and that includes
what's she doing at a Redfern Housing Commission.
So at this stage, it does seem like a mystery, but I imagine it'll come out in court today.
The Grill Team, Gus, MG, and Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.